This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is the two ways God will pursue us. And I've learned from my own personal experiences and from also studying the Word that God will pursue His children at times with the hand of justice. He's put something on your heart to do. He's given you an assignment. You might be shying away or procrastinating on it. And God has a way of gently putting His hand on us to remind us and to reorder our steps. So that is His hand of justice. He also, though, through His love, longs to show His children mercy. When I think of these two concepts, I'm reminded of the story of Jonah, in that I think it captures both. So as we know, God instructs Jonah to go and preach to the people of Nineveh, who have some pretty wicked ways, and God is trying to get these people to turn from their wicked ways. Jonah does not want this assignment. He boats in the opposite direction, ends up in the belly of the whale. That is God's hand of justice. But when Jonah gets on dry land, he does make it to the town of Nineveh. He preaches and the people receive his word. It's almost like it is a revival that goes on in that town. And so even though these people have been living in sin for quite some time, God is still there ready to show his mercy. The scripture today is Isaiah 30:18. Lord, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Tune in tomorrow when we discuss how God has compassion for doubters. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.